Today's shiur is dedicated for Refuah Shleima, for Shalom ben Bracha. Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim Daf Yud Zayin, and we will begin with the Shema Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph towards the top of Amud at the Mishnah. Our previous Mishnah had indicated Chaymer, the stringency that Nedarim has over Shvuas, by saying that Nedarim are effective on Advar Mitzvah, whereas Shvuas or not. Our Mishnah that we begin today's shiur with is a continuation of that Mishnah by again indicating a chumrah that Nedarim has over Shavuos. It says the Mishnah, what is that chumrah? Yesh neder b'toich neder. There is a situation where if somebody accepted upon himself a neder on regarding something that already was osur, that the second neder will be effective as well. However, such is not the case with a shvua. And if somebody had prohibited something on themselves because of a shvua, it can't be again asra on him because of another shvua. And the Mishnah explains itself. Ketzad, Amar Reni Nazar. If somebody accepted upon himself that he will be a Nazar im Oichel, if he'll eat the loaf of bread that's in front of him. And as the Ram points out, it doesn't have to be that the Nazirus was expressed in the way that the Mishnah indicates, that if somebody says, I'll be a Nazir if I eat this loaf of bread. Even if somebody just said, Hareini Nazir, he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir. And again he said, Hareini Nazir, he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir. The same halacha that we're learning now, that we're going to be spending time discussing, the halacha of Yesh Nazirus B'toich Nazirus, would apply. The reason the Mishnah explains the Ran spoke about this case of Im Oichel is because in the Sefer it's going to be important to mention that. So that's why, in order to be consistent between the Reish and the Sefer, the Reish also mentioned a similar case. So again, Ketzad, if somebody accepted upon himself, Am Hareni Nazir Im Oichel, I will be a Nazir if I eat this loaf of bread. And then he repeated and said, Hareni Nazir Im Oichel, Vachel, and he ate. The halach is, not only is he a Nazir, but the halach is Chayiv HaKol Achas V'Achas. He has to accept upon himself two Nazirs. And the way the Ran explains, what does it mean that he accepts upon himself two Nazirs? He counts 30 days as a Nazir to complete his first obligation, goes through the entire process one must go through upon completing a Nazirus, and then he counts another 30 days of Nazirus. So in other words, he has two terms of Nazirus. That's the way the Ran explains that, and the Ran explains furthermore that even though our Mishnah began, Yesh Neder B'toich Neder, which would seem to indicate that our Mishnah is referring to a case of Nedarim, and the Gemara is teaching us that Yesh, that there are one Neder could be Chal on another Neder, says the Ran that that's actually not true. And once somebody said something is Usur on him, even though it was expressed as a Neder, the Halach is you can't make that Usur again. Similar to what we're learning in a moment, and we started the shiur with that, Ein Shvua Chal HaShvua. The only exception, says the Ran, is Nazirus on Nazirus. And actually points out the Ran, even though we're using Nazirus as the exception, as the only time where we have the rule of Yesh Neder Ben Toich Neder, and as the Ran also points out, that even though we're learning that this halacha of Yesh Neder B'toich Neder is limited to a case of Nazirus. But since, as we keep on repeating in our shiurim, Nazirus is a form of a Neder. So since Nazirus is a form of a Neder, we do have a case of Yesh Neder B'toich Neder, albeit limited to the case of Nazirus. But since by Shvua, there is never an example of Shvua B'toich Shvua, the Mishnah can begin by saying that Yesh Neder B'toich Neder, Vein Shvua B'toich Shvua, even though the one exception The only exception we've been able to find, even by neder, is only by Naziris. And points out the Ran even furthermore, that when we say Yesh neder b'toich neder, and now we're saying that Yesh neder b'toich neder means only by Naziris, the only reason it can be by Naziris, explains the Ran, is because, as we explain, what does Yesh Nazir b'toich Nazir mean? You complete the first term of Naziris, and after you complete the first term of Naziris, then you can start the second term of Naziris. So there is no reason why it should not be effective. Whereas, if you say something is also to you, whether you said it's also to you with a neder, or whether you said it's also to you with a shvua, we have a concept throughout Shas of Ein Issachal al Isser. And therefore, once it's usser, the example that often is cited, if you have a cup that's full, you can't fill it up with any other further. And similarly, if something is usser to you, whether it's usser to you because of a neder, or whether it's usser to you because of a shua, once it's of usser, it's usser. That's the way the Ran explains our Mishnah. But there are different opinions in the Rishonim. And they say that even though, as we just mentioned, throughout Halacha there's a concept of Ein Issachal al Isser, Nedarim are different. And something that's usher to you because of a Kainim, something that's usher to you because of a Neder, can become usher again. And what that would mean is that if somebody said that something is usher to them because of a neder, not only would it be, not only does it become usher if he said it once, it will be usher if he says it a second time. And what that means to say is, say those Rishonim, that if somebody were to violate that neder, what that actually would represent is that he would be over the lav of layachl twice, and he would get Malchus twice. And furthermore, those Rishonim don't explain the way Duran explained Naziris al Naziris, that if somebody accepted upon himself to be a Nazir, and then they accepted another term of Naziris, that it means he completes the first term of Naziris, and after they complete the first term of Naziris and go through the entire procedure which is involved in finishing a term of Naziris, then they start a new terms. Rather, they are going to explain that this person who accepted upon themselves two Naziris actually has two obligations of Naziris on him simultaneously. And what will happen was that if he would violate that Naziris, he'll eat a great product, he'll become Tamei, he's going to get Malchus twice. And that's what they say is the definition when our Mishnah used the words Chayiv HaKol Achas V'Achas. What the Mishnah actually meant to say was that the halacha is that you'll get Malchus twice for the violation of the Naziris. According to that explanation, the Mishnah's words that the Mishnah began with, Yesh neder b'toich neder, is not limited to Naziris, even though that's the case that the Mishnah cited as an example, but it's going to be the halacha by every neder. And the reason is because it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Linda neder nozir lahazir. If the Torah teaches us, and we spoke about this at the beginning of the Masechta, that the words Nazir Lahazir come to teach us the Yesh Naziris B'toich Naziris, and then the Torah put together, juxtaposed, Neder and Naziris. So if there's Halacha based on Nazir Lahazir, then Naziris Chala Naziris, so too will be the Halacha by all Nedarim, the Neder Chala Neder. However, Shvua, which the Torah does not connect to Naziris, and Shvuas, therefore, is different, and therefore by Shvuas, just like everywhere else in the Torah, the halacha is Ein Issachal al Isser, so too will be the halacha by Shvuas that Ein Shvua Chal al Shvua because of the concept of Ein Issachal al Isser. And therefore, says the Mishnah, if somebody says Shvuas Shloi Oichel, Shvuas Shloi Oichel, he says twice on the same loaf of bread, he makes a shvu'ah that he won't eat that loaf of bread. Va'achal, and then he eats that loaf of bread. Ein chayiv al achas, he won't be chayiv only one. And as the Ran explains, and as we've been repeating, that einis a chalal iser, and the halacha is that the second shvu'ah is not at all valid. It's totally meaningless valid. There are those that disagree. Says that they suggest that when we say ein isachal aliser, it's only as far as, Rabbi Kivega explains this, it's only as far as einish is concerned. That ein isachal aliser is a halacha that teaches us that if somebody did a double iser, you wouldn't get an einish for the second iser. But even though you wouldn't get an einish for the second iser, that doesn't change that it's not considered that you didn't do two averis. Whereas by shvuah, when our Mishnah is teaching us ein shvuah chal shvuah, it's not just that you don't get an einish for violating the second shvuah. It's much more than that. The second shvuah cannot be effective altogether. The halach of ein shvuah chal shvuah is much stronger than the halach of ein isachal aliser. The second shvuah is totally meaningless because that's what the Torah teaches us. Says the Gemara. Kivin da Maharani Nazar. And this is the way the Ran has the gears of the Gemara. The Gemara asks a question. Kivin Dama Hareni Nazar, as soon as he says Hareni Nazar, V'havalei Nazar, he becomes a Nazar. Why does he have to say, why does the Mishnah say that Hareni Nazar, V'kiyacha Tuva, if he eats a blad of kezesim of great product, or Masrim Bey, and we give him Hasra on every kezayis, so he's Mechayiv HaKol Achila V'yichila. We learned in the Mishnah, that if somebody, we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, Chabez, somebody's made a shvuah that he's not going to eat from a certain loaf of bread. And every kezayis that he eats from that loaf of bread, he's chayiv malchus. So we see the same thing in our Mishnah. If somebody says, which as we said is the case of our Mishnah, Hareni Nazar Em Oichel, so for every kezayis that he eats, then he's chayiv and naziris. So why do we have to ask the Gemara, according to the Ran's Giris of our Gemara, have to speak about a case of Hareni Nazir, where the person said Hareni Nazir, Hareni Nazir, when the person said Hareni Nazir twice? We could have had a much simpler example, ask the Gemara. We could have had an example where the person said Hareni Nazir Em Oichel, and every time he eats a kezayis, he'll become a Nazir again. Answers the Gemara, I did the Tani because we needed to speak about a case at the end of the Mishnah. Shvua Shalai Oichel, Tananami Hareni Nazirim Oichel, Gaba Nazir Letzarch Lamemem Oichel, Loilam Gaba Nazir Letzarch Lamemem Oichel. Answers the Gemara, and we said this when we learned the Mishnah as well. The din that our Mishnah is expressing of Hareni Nazir, Hareni Nazir, could have well been established even if he just, it could have been established just by saying Hareni Nazir twice. Why did the Mishnah teach us the case of Hareni Nazir Em Oichel? Because the Mishnah just wanted to have similar case in the Reisha to the case in the Sefer. Amar Afuna. So now begins the Gemara. Amar Afuna is similar to the way it is in our Gemara. Lo Shano Amar Hareni Nazir Ayoyim Hareni the Nazir L'Machor. So Afuna adds a new dimension. There's somebody said Hareni Nazir Hayoyim, and then he said Hareni Nazir L'Machor, the Gemigu the Mekama Taisif Yoyim Yisera. So now he's a Nazir for another day, because the Naziris begins on the day that he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir. Not only did the Naziris begin on the day that he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir, it lasts, as we've been learning in our Shurim, Stam Naziris Shloishim Yoyim, it lasts for 30 days. Then, when he says Hareni Nazir L'Machor, so tomorrow a new term begins. So says Rav Huna, the Migi Dekometos of Yom Yisera, because of the second statement of Hareini Nazir. So now he's going to have to be a Nazir for an extra day, the 30th day of the second time. Chayil Naziris al Naziris. That's when, says Rav Huna, the second Naziris would be effective. But, says Rav Huna, Aval, Amar Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Hayoim. If somebody made two statements on the same day, where he said Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Hayoim, there, since the second Kabbalah, the second Kabbalah's Naziris didn't really add anything, because it's the exact same 30 days during which he will be a Nazir, then the Halacha says, Rav Huna, even by Naziris, the Halacha would be Ein Chol Naziris Al Naziris. Shmuel, Shmuel disagrees. And Shmuel says, Afila Mareini Nazir Hayoim, Mareini Nazir Hayoim, Chare Chol Nazir Alei. And again, we're going to learn with the Ran, which that means is he finishes his first term, and after he finishes his first term, he begins a second term. Ask the Gemara, if, according to Rav Huna, where somebody said, Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Hayoim, the halacha will be that it'll only be a Nazir for one term, says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Adatana, instead of the Mishnah giving us an example where something with a double Kabbalah is not effective, and the Mishnah's example was Ein Shvuah B'Teich Shvuah, the Mishnah could have given us a stronger example that even by Naziris, where we're learning Yesh Neder B'Teich Neder, there's going to be a case where it's not effective. Listening, we could have said that there is an example of Ein Neder B'Teich Neder where we, according to Rav Huna, the way he's explaining our Mishnah, if somebody said that Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Machar, if he accepted a second Naziris, which will last longer than the first one, that's when the halacha will be Yesh Neder B'Teich Neder. But if he said Hareini Nazir Hayoim, Hareini Nazir Hayoim, then Ein Neder B'Teich Neder, and we don't have to bring Shvuah into the conversation. Says the Gemara Kasha, that is indeed a question. So the Shita Mekabetzes points out, as we've often said in our Shurim, there's a difference when the Gemara uses the word Kasha versus when the Gemara uses the word Tiyufta. When the Gemara uses the word Tiyufta, means it's a question that the position is refuted. Kasha means there's a Kasha, but there's an answer. Says the Gemara, says the Shita, our Mishnah did not explicitly say what the halacha will be. It's a question that why didn't the Mishnah use this example instead of using the example of Ein Shvuah B'Teich Shvuah. But there's nowhere in our Mishnah that the Mishnah explicitly says that Rav Huna is wrong. And since there's no explicit raya from our Mishnah that Rav Huna is wrong, that's why Rav Huna's position is not completely refuted. And the truth is, I saw another explanation. The other explanation is as follows. It's clear, the Rishonim say, that the purpose of the Mishnah is to differentiate between Naziris and between the Dorim and Shvuas. And the Ran taught us that even when we're differentiating between the Dorim and Shvuas, it's not really a complete differentiation. It's only relevant, we learned, as far as Naziris is concerned. In any other halachic area, Naziris, Nedarim, and Shvuas, as far as the subject of today's shir, of Yesh Neder, B'Teich Neder, are similar. So, the Ran says this. The Gemara, when asking this question, could have asked the same question on Shmuel. Shmuel holds that yes, if somebody said Hareini Nazir, Hareini Nazir, if somebody accepts himself upon himself two Naziris, Shmuel has been teaching us in our shir that he will be a Nazir for two terms. But that's only by Naziris. If somebody said a neder, that he's not going to eat a loaf of bread, and he said that neder twice, so the Ran taught us in our Mishnah that the halacha would be, that second neder would not be effective. So according to the line of reasoning that the Gemara is asking, the Gemara could have asked
also a question that if somebody said, why does the Mishnah, when it wants to give us an example of something not being double, say that you can't say double, have to use an example of Shvuah, we could have used an example by Nether. That question could have been asked by any Nether, that the Mishnah should have said that by Nazir, you could be a Nazir twice, but by other every other Nether, you can't be in, you can't be over twice. We can't violate it twice. The Mishnah didn't go that direction because the focus of our Mishnah is really on Nedarim versus Shvuas and telling us that by Shvuas, there's never a situation where you could accept a double Shvuah. And by Nedarim, albeit very limited, only by Naziris, there is an example where you could accept a double. So the point is, the Mishnah is trying to contrast how by Shvuah, it's never possible to be double. And by Neder, in a very limited example, meaning Naziris, it is possible to be double. So now the question falls away because the Mishnah's point is to contrast Nedarim to Shvuas. And that is accomplished both according to Rav Huna and according to Shmuel. And asking why the Mishnah didn't use an example by Nedarim is really not what the purpose of our Mishnah is. But now the Gemara asks another question of Rav Huna. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Yesh neder b'toich neder, v'en shvuah b'toich shvuah. Hechi domi. So the Gemara drills down. Ilema, dama hareni nozah hayoyim, hareni nozah l'machor. That he accept, as Rav Huna said, that must be the example of our Mishnah, where somebody said Hareni Nozer Hayoyim, and then he said Hareni Nozer L'Mocher. Ask the Gemara, and we're trying to contrast Naziris and Shvuas. Ask the Gemara, what would be the Kavasar Gabi Shvuah? If somebody said Shloi Eichel Tumainim, if somebody made a Shvuah that he won't eat dates, and then he made another shvuah that he won't eat grapes. The second shvuah and the first shvuah have nothing to do with each other. And certainly the second shvuah would be effective. What would be the case of the Mishnah? The loy chala shvuah shvuah. Kigoin, what would be the example? First, a person made a shvuah that I won't eat dates, and then he made another shvuah that he won't eat dates. But according to Rav Huna, the halacha is that ain't shvuah chala shvuah. The same thing will be by Nazir, and the second shvuah that he won't eat ta'anim is not going to be a shvuah. But ask the Gemara, if that's what the Mishnah is saying, the kavasoga b'naziris, by naziris as well, hechidami. If somebody said, hareni nozer, according to Rav Huna's interpretation of the Mishnah, if somebody said, hareni nozer ayoyim, hareni nozer ayoyim, that's the comparable case between neder and shvuah, and our Mishnah is saying, yesh neder b'toich neder, that it would be effective. So the Gemara's question is, that the example that the Mishnah used, where shvuah is not chala shvuah, is when a person said, I won't eat a certain type of food, and then he made a shvuah again that he wouldn't eat that type of food, that the halach is that the second shvuah is not effective. According to Rav Huna, the exact same halacha would actually be by Naziris, because Rav Huna is saying that if somebody says, hareni nozer hayoyim, and then he says, hareni nozer hayoyim, Rav Huna is teaching us that the second Naziris would not be a Naziris. So the Gemara's question is, how are we saying that Naziris and Shvuas are different? Answers the Gemara, Amalek Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, Masnison, that we've been talking, that the Mishnah has been teaching us, Yesh Neder B'Toich Neder, is referring to a situation where somebody said, Hareni Nozer Hayoyim, Hareni Nozer L'Mocher. What is the comparable case by Shvuah? The Kavasaga b'Shvuah, the comparable case by Shvuah is somebody said Shloi Eichel Ta'inim, v'Chazo Omer Shvuah Shloi Eichel Ta'inim v'Anovim. First, he made a Shvuah that he's going to make not eat dates, and then he made a Shvuah that he's not going to eat dates and grapes. That by Naziris, that loch is the Naziris is Chal, because there's something more in the second Naziris over the first Naziris. By Shvuah, since you can't have the second Shvuah be completely effective, because he already said
says Rav Huna, that I may not eat Te'enim? So, since on Te'enim, he's already obligated that he's not allowed to eat them. So therefore, the halacha is that that shvua isn't a valid shvua. Whereas, when we speak about the Naziris, there is a way for the second Naziris to be effective for that extra day. That's enough. Ask the Gemara, is that true? That if somebody said shvua, shloicha te'enim, and then he said shvua, shloicha te'enim v'novim, it's not going to be effective because ain't shvua chala shvua? Ask the Gemara, that isn't true because I'm a Rava. So if somebody actually said shvua, shloicha te'enim, and then he said v'chazav, I'm a shvua, shloicha te'enim v'novim, and then ochel te'enim, v'frish carbon, because he violated his first shvua by eating tainim, and then the chazva achol novim, and then he eats grapes. So the halacha is he violated to that he won't eat grapes and dates. So he violated that part of the shvua. Havale anovim chatzishir. So in the second shvua, he said that when will the second shvua be considered that I violated the second shvua if I eat dates and grapes? So yes, for eating the dates, he wouldn't be chayif. Why wouldn't he be chayif for eating the dates? Because he's already also to eat the dates from the first. But by eating the grapes, it's half of the shvua. And the halacha is, emavim kabin chatzishir. You can't bring a new carbon. But so what do we see from here? Because he brought a carbon, or he already separated carbon, that's why he's not chai for the second shvua. Alma, but what do we see from here? Hechadam shvua shloichot te'enim, v'chazvam shvua shloichot te'enim v'anovim, midig the chayel shvua al anovim, since he's not allowed to eat grapes, chayel namli te'enim. What we see from here, says the Gemara, is that if he would violate the second shvua without having yet brought a carbon for the first one, he would be chay for the second shvua. What do we see from here? That since the second shvua encompasses more than the first shvua, you are chayiv, says the Gemara. So Rav Huna says that shvuas are different than the darim, and that by the darim, naziris, to be a little more accurate, the halacha is that the second Naziris, only if the second Naziris extends, that's when it's chal. If it's the same, even by Naziris, it's not chal. And Rav Huna said that by Shavuos, even that wouldn't be an halacha. But here we see that by Shavuos, that actually is the halacha. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna lo svir like Rava. Rav Huna doesn't agree with Rava. And Rav Huna says, since the second Shavua encompasses already something that was mentioned in the first shvua, says Rav Huna, unlike Rava, that the second shvua, since it has that part of it that can't be effective, it makes the entire second shvua meaningless. So Gemara asks another question. Mesa Mishnah Zishtay Naziris. Somebody accepted upon himself two Naziris, or Manas Rishayna, he completed the first term, Fefresh Karbon, and now he even separated carbon. Finishola. The halacha, as we said at the beginning of our shir, Naziris is a form of Nadarim. Since Naziris is a form of Nadarim, we know that somebody can be matan neder. So just like somebody can be matan neder, he can be matan Naziris. So after the person completed his entire term of Naziris, he was matan neder. So that whole, he was matan the first Naziris he took upon himself. What does that mean? That the entire first Naziris falls away. If the entire first Naziris obligation falls away, but he still has the second obligation. So with his having performed the Naziris the first 30 days, says the Gemara, also Shnia Berishayna. That will be valid, except that will cover, and now he won't have to be a Nazir anymore. And the Gemara drills down. Exactly what is the case of this price? Hey, Chidami. Ilam adem hareini nozah hayoyim, hareini nozah lemachar. The case there of Huna keeps on referring to, where he accepted the second Naziris for a day later than the first Naziris. So then, how could we suggest
in that braisa. Amai also lo shnei brishoina. Hayikah yom seir. There's an extra day, and that extra day has not been fulfilled because he began the first naziris began a day earlier. El pshita. One must be the case. Damareni noza hayoyim deroyim areni azayoyim. And we see that's an effective acceptance of naziris. The only thing we're learning here is that even though it's an effective means of naziris, that you can only do, and again, we're learning with the Ran's Pshat, one at a time. So you did the first naziris, but now it turns out, because you were matan neder on the first naziris, that you never had that obligation. So with that 30 days that you kept, you fulfill your second obligation. But we see clearly that already nozayim, already nozayim is very acceptable. It says the Gemara, loy. Loy lam, it's talking about Hareni noz ayoyim, Hareni noz lamachar. That's the case of that braisa. What does it mean? Also, loy. What it means is, levar mahuam yaseira. That doesn't mean that you won't have to keep anything more. That one extra day, says Rav Huna, that the second Naziris represents, that you'll have to keep. Inami, kigon shekibal on shtei Naziris v'bas achas. If somebody says Hareni nozer, Hareni nozer im oichel, so that's a whole new case that we haven't been discussing in our shiurim. Till now we've been discussing where somebody says the case of the Mishnah was Hareni Nazar Emaychel, Hareni Nazar Emaychel, two very distinct obligations. Or we learned in the Mishnah, especially according to the way the Ran has been explaining the Mishnah, where somebody said Hareni Nazar, Hareni Nazar. So since the Pasuk said Hareni Nazir, Hareni Nazir, since he said it twice, that's where he has two separate distinct obligations. But, says the Gemara, where somebody said Hareni Nazir im Eichel, so there's no way of separating those two obligations. Since there's no way of separating those two obligations, there everybody would agree that the two obligations come simultaneously, and he has two obligations, even Rav Huna. And that's going to be the case of the Braisa. But if he would have said, Hareni Nazir Hayoim, Hareni Nazir Hayoim, there halacha will be that indeed the Rav Huna says the second Naziris, not just by Shvua, but even by Naziris, it's not Chal. Here we learn the Gemara had discussed where if the second Shvuah encompasses more than the first Shvuah, the halacha is that the second Shvuah, at least according to Rabbah, it was Machlokes Rabbah and Rav Huna, the halacha is that it's Chal. So the question is, and we've discussed it in previous discussions, in previous year, if somebody made a Shvuah that he wouldn't eat matzah, so that shvua is that he's not allowed to eat matzah all year. All year round, one can make a shvua that he's not going to eat matzah. There's no chiv to eat matzah all year round. The only time there's an obligation to eat matzah is on Pesach. So do we say, since the shvua that I made not to eat matzah is effective for almost all the days of the year, it's going to be effective for Pesach by night? Or, as we learned more than once in our shurim, the halacha is ein lishbon levatel samitzvah. One cannot make a shvud which is mevatel a mitzvah, and therefore that shvud would not be chal. So I saw that the achronim and the Keren Ayur discusses this. There are two reasons why you can't make a shvud levatel samitzvah. One is based on what we're learning in our shir. Ein shvud chal al shvud. Since we already are obligated with a shvua to fulfill all the mitzvahs, so ain't shvua chal al shvua. The other reason is a shvua does not have the ability to be mevatel the mitzvah. So now, if we'll say that the reason is that I already have a shvua, but all the rest of the year I don't have a shvua, and therefore the halacha would be that the second shvua, the shvua that I made that I'm not going to eat matzah all year, would be effective, and I would have a problem eating matzah even Pesach by night. If, however, the pshat of that ein nishbon levatel samitzvah, says the Karen Ayur, means that a shvua can never undo a mitzvah. Since a shvua cannot undo a mitzvah, so even though the shvua is technically chal, even though the Shvua is technically Chal, because the Shvua is all-encompassing, but my Shvua can never cause that I should not be able to do a mitzvah. And since my Shvua can never cause that I should not be able to do a mitzvah, I would still, even though I worded the Shvua maybe in a way that it should be effective, it actually would not be effective. So our Mishnah, has been discussing if Shvua Chala Shvua, Neder Chala Neder, under what circumstances. So the Shalos HaTshuvos Yad Yitzchok speaks about the following situation. He says, let's say somebody accepted upon himself that he's going to learn every Shabbos, he's going to have a Seder in learning Masechta Shabbos. And he also accepted upon himself that he's going to be learning a number of Mishnayos straight from the beginning of Shisha Sidra Mishnah till the end on Shabbos. And now comes Shabbos, so he has an existing obligation to learn Masechta Shabbos every Shabbos. But now in his seder of learning Mishnah Yomi, they're learning Masechta Shabbos. Could he learn those Mishnayos of Mishnah Yomi and fulfill both obligations? Which is very much the question that we're discussing of Neder B'Toch Neder. So, or if somebody accepts upon himself two terms of Naziris. So at first glance, the answer to this question would really be connected to the Machlokes that we quoted at the beginning of the Shir between the Ramban and the Ran. According to the Ran, even when somebody says Naziris B'Toch Naziris, the Ran says that means you have to keep two separate terms of Naziris. According to Ramban, you could keep one term, and what it means is every time you'll be over, if you'll be over Chas V'Shalom that Naziris, you'll get two Malkus. So that's the way, so according to Ramban, there's no question that this person who accepted upon himself to learn Mishnah Shabbos every week, every Shabbos, and is also learning the Mishnah Yomi, to fulfill both obligations with one learning on Masechta Shabbos. Clearly, that's what would be the opinion of the Ramban. The question is, what would the Ran hold? Would the Ran agree that learning is not the same, or the learning is not the same because the point is that he should be learning the Mishnah Yomi, and the point is that he should be learning Masechta Shabbos, which he is doing, or will the Ramban or the Ran say you can't kill two birds with one stone, and he's going to have to learn some Mishnah, he's going to have to learn Mishnayis for his Mishnah Yomi, and he's going to have to learn other Mishnayis to fulfill his obligation of learning Masechta Shabbos every Shabbos.